Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid here, Nilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's up, and it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, it's your boy, Angelo.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Drug killer, the thugs, niggas, hustling to make my thriller, nothing but a drug.
what's good for you. For your phone number.
Yeah, yo.
Jake, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, bro.
Fucking Blog Talk, man. This shit. Hopefully we got it now. I'm just gonna go right into this motherfucker, man. First question I have for you is, when you hear, you know what I'm saying, classics like Drug Dealer and Goodfellas and Murder Jack Kidnap, man, how does that make you feel all these years later, knowing how timeless that shit is?
Man, it just make me feel, it just bring me back to them times when I was doing what I was doing when I wrote it. It was just like, man, like, it's like this, It's just like a never ending process of energy and processing of pushing forward. So whatever I'm doing and whatever level, but even at that level, I was still pushing so hard. It's just like, man, it just sounds so good to me. Like, I mean, it almost makes me remind me to be a fan of my own music, which, you know what I'm saying, you know, which I am really at the same time, but it just let me know where I was at that time and appreciate it that much more, you know what I'm saying, just compared to what's going on now and, you know, where I'm at today, you know?
Yeah, man. We, you know what I'm saying, 2013, I keep stressing to people the music is still there. Like, I just heard an MCA EP, Keep It Hood. Man, that rivals We Come Strapped, you know, or some of the earlier Compton's Most Wanted. That's how good it is. Motherfuckers need to know about that shit. And it sickens me that pretty much the game, the arteries of the mainstream, or the lamestream is what I say, excuse me, are clogged with this swagged shit. That's what we like to call it over here at UGS, some swagged shit, man, just some bullshit, dumbed-down music. JT Money calls it that ADD, dumbed-down music. You know what I'm saying? How do we break through and shine the light back on motherfuckers like you?
Well, I just from September of last year, in the last week of September of last year, I came off a promotional tour, doing some stuff promoting for some different things that I had going on, and then I just went ahead and got in the studio from that time to maybe about the end of January, and from that time I did like 65 new songs, you know. So what I think is that it's just time for the flood of the market of other stuff that, you know, that was real, that always has substance, because people just don't know about it. Like people here, I just shot a video here in Dallas where I'm at, and when the guys hear my music, you know, it was some Latino guys, some Mexicans there, and they was like, well, I'm from, it ain't really a lot of, you know, Mexicans and Latinos, so. And they had never heard my style of music, but when they heard it, like, I never heard that before, but I like it, man. I want to hear more, you know? You know what I'm saying? And just let me know that it's just like people just need to hear more of it. So as I'm so used to distributing and selling and being a businessman at this point in the game, it's just like it's just time to flood the market with people being able to be made available for people to know that kind of music with substance is still available out there, instead of trying to get every nickel and crumb and dollar for it. We got to just flood the market with it and let them know that it's available, you know?
Yeah, that's what I say. Pull the curtains back and show people this is what is still here. Because, you know, my whole generation, you know what I'm saying, we're the ones that went to these stores when there were stores and bought these CDs and you know what I'm saying, bought the Murder Dog and read the interviews and this and that. Even as I was interviewing a lot of you guys, I was still a fan, you know what I'm saying? I still am to this day. And I think we all need to come together, like you said, and just show the world that this shit is here, because it is. It hasn't gone nowhere. From the old to the new, you know?
Yeah. No, it's going down, baby. You know, with shows like with what you were doing with Murder Dog and what you're doing right now, you know, with the internet blog, everything you're doing with the show, all your campaigning to promote it, to get it to the people. Believe me, if it's just 10, 20, 50, 100, don't matter. If they tell 2, 3, it's going to steadily increase. But as it do, the real continue to go. You know, it's just like as I listen to, like I'm in the car right now in my Benz, I'm listening to some Etta James. You dig?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And before that, I was listening to the best of Frank Sinatra. You know what I'm saying?
I'll listen to Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis, all that shit, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So who'd have known that, you know, a cat from the hood would be listening where I'm from? It's a lot of hardcore street stuff, you know, but it's just like as I'm opening my mind up and seeing more things, you know what I'm saying? I'm just listening to more, you know what I'm saying, and just broadening my horizon. But what's real is real. I never fall back or turn from what that is, because like I said, that's who I am. That's what made me. You know, it ain't who I may be today, but at the same time, that is who I am today, because that's what made me to be able to get to where I got to today. That attitude, that mentality, that hustle, no matter if it switched or I changed it or moved it or slowed it down, but it was still that same of aggression and motivation and pushing forward to never take no for an answer, to never fall back, to never give up. You dig what I'm saying? To get me where I'm at right now and keep me going and pushing to where I'm about to be going. You dig?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Now, for a minute there, you know what I'm saying, you was on the scene big time. I mean, you was doing a lot of things, you know, underground-wise, and cats to this day, they pay big bucks for those old albums, you know, Out to Get Rich, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. Didn't you take a break for a while and venture off into something else?
Yeah, well, I just was just trying to, well, you know, Flint is real grimy, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like, it was like, really, honestly, I felt the doors closing in on me, like on my, so much stuff was going on with, you know, my close intermediate friends and family, and it was just so much, it was just like, the house that it was caving, it was a matter of time for all the walls around me cave in on me. And I had no option, so as I was just seeing a peak, you know, the walls was cracking, but they wasn't closing in, and the door was still right there. I just said, well, man, I got to get out, try to make something happen different, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. I just pushed to try to make something happen, man. And, you know, I found things in different places. I found different things in different places and, you know, came up and just kept it moving, you know what I'm saying, got with some people and, I learned some things that was may have been negative at the beginning part of it, but at the same time, it was it turned out to be something that actually changed my whole life and turned me around and do some things that was way more positive than anything I ever done. You know what I'm saying? So you know, it's just life though. You know,
you gotta look at it like this: you're still here, you're still out.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? I mean that's as real as it gets right there. But your music is timeless, and your ability to make music is something that'll never go away. And you've still been making music. What's the next project that you're working on?
So right now I'm on a new single I got called "Tell Me How Much."
Mm-hmm.
And where that comes from is just like I know that. You know, in this industry, it costs a lot of money. And if not a lot of money, a lot of connections that you have from previous money or whatever it took to get there. But in the industry, it just take a whole lot of time. So it's just like, for the cost to be the boss, you got to put yourself in a position to be able to be in a boss position, to be able to ask how much, because it costs to be the boss. But if you can pay it, then what's the big deal? You dig what I'm saying? No difference, you know, so... That was my concept about that. Not that we all can do it, but if you're going to try to do it, it's going to take that to be able to do it in some form or fashion, because if not, you're going to be hooking up with a boss, and then they're going to be asking how much to get your thing going for you, you know?
Yeah. But isn't there a way, I feel what you're saying, and we're gonna play the song. It's a banger, by the way. Isn't there a way, though, like there could be a coalition of motherfuckers that come together, and when a DJ says, look, I want $40,000 for you to spin my record, can't we just grab that dude and put him in the trunk for a minute and maybe take him somewhere and say, look, this is going to change? I mean, I'm not advocating violence. I'm not, well, I don't know. Maybe it sounds like I am, but can't we change the game if enough of us come together?
I think that, what I'm doing for my for myself right now, I'm just because like you said, I had backed off and was doing so many other things, and I'm just really sewing into a lot of DJs that know me and people that already know me in a lot of contexts. So I'm going to a lot of old connects and people, and some people still there, some people not. And then some of them still doing the same different stuff I've been still in contact with doing different things, but the ones that are not, I'm just going individually to each person that's really real, that support the music, that believe in it, that see the movement, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that. I feel because, you know, not to cut you off, but motherfuckers like that I wrote with, like Soren Baker, he always showed me love. You know what I'm saying? He was the only guy, when we dropped our compilation, he was the only motherfucker that put it out there. You know, it was called Fuck the Illuminati. A lot of people, they didn't want to fuck with it. He didn't care. He put it out there. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Soren Baker and all the real motherfuckers in the game that's like him. You know what I'm saying? Which is very few. You know, but you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna play the song right now. If you can, just introduce this. Tell me how much. You pretty much already did, but like who produced it and whatnot, and when was it recorded?
Okay, yeah, this is Tell Me How Much. Actually, it was produced by Cap from Flint. You know, shout out to L.A. You did what I'm saying. He produced the track, but then I had it remastered, and I had my cat. One of my cats out of Dallas, Cielo, you know, a.k.a. Brasso, I had him go in and actually add, enhance the bass and the kick on it, you know what I'm saying? Because my man that actually did it was able to come around and add, you know, his thing to it because he was, you know, about 5-6 states over. But anyway, just Tell Me How Much, you know what I'm saying, by Jacob Feller. You know what I'm saying? And basically, hey, it costs to be the boss, you know what I'm saying? But if you're a real boss, you know, you ain't going to care what it is. Your question is going to be how much it costs for it to make it happen, you dig? That's what it is. Tell me how much. Jacob Feller.
They say it costs to be the boss, so I'ma pay the whole tab. You ain't ride with me, better jump in that yellow cab. You don't know me like that, so don't even approach me. I don't trust you like that, so I'm watching you closely. Mind your fucking business, man, you niggas be nosy. Spreading gossip and rumors and lies like these hoes be. A pimp slapped this chick cause the chick came and chose me. Cause I'm gripping and whipping and pimping like I'm Goldie. Attention the game and watch what they show me. Now I'm riding in business and listening to oldies. People look in my eyes trying to see what my mode be. My eyes never lie, at least that's what somebody told me. Grew up with a broken heart and had no one to hold me. Turned to the hood and good dope is what they sold me. Now I'm flossing and kicking and getting it with the homies. We deep up in this bitch, you be a fool to run the phone.
It costs to be the boss, tell me how much. Tell me how much, tell me how much.
Baby say she like the fuck.
Tell me how much, tell me how much, tell me how much.
You want some guns to go bust?
Tell me how much, tell me how much, tell me how much.
You want me to turn it up?
Tell me how much, tell me how much, tell me how much.
I step with my head high and walk with my chest out. All about that cash flow and mapping out the best route. Make a wrong turn and get your black ass burned. Got enough shit on my plate and that ain't none of my concern. I done learned from some killers, I done learned from some hustlers, I done learned from them OGs, don't never trust a sucker. Go with your first mind, no line, but still grind. It's all a matter of due time, you gon' shine. The rosé and the rose gold, the hoes and the bank rolls, the big blocks, the drop tops, we cop when it's all sold. We all stay wasted, house parties in the basement, you broke nigga face it. I'm riding in that spaceship, the money I can taste it. The game is what I'm laced with, round diamonds in my bezel, princess cuts in the bracelet. My whips be foreign, my chicks do porn. We party like rock stars from nighttime to the morning.
It costs to be the boss, tell me how much, tell me how much, tell me how much.
Baby say she like the fuck,
tell me
the top of y'all. I'ma show you how to do it. Watch how a nigga ball. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the cocaine. I can't even lie, nigga. Blame it on the dope game. From a gram to an eight ball. From a quarter to a half. From an ounce to an AC. From a nine piece to a slab. From an OZ to a QP. From a QP to a pound. They want that Al Green, but they don't fuck with Bobby Brown. The heroin, the ecstasy, the Xanax, the fight. My niggas, my bitches, my pimps, my dykes. The OGs with the stripes putting in worth all they life. Ain't worried about tomorrow, know it all might end tonight. So they fall standing tall, ain't no way we can fall. Got a problem with one nigga, you got a problem with us all. I got girls next door at my bedroom door. People swear they some whores, but they worth way more.
It costs to be the boss, tell me how much, tell me how much.
The fuck?
Tell me how much. Tell me how much. Tell me how much.
You want the guns to go bust?
Tell me how much. Tell me how much. Tell me how much.
You want me to turn it up?
Tell me how much. Tell me how much. Tell me how much.
Tell me how much by guest Jake Afella, the one and only Flint Thug. See, I remember him as Jake the Flake back in the day because I bought the records. You know what I'm saying? He's here and he's back with some new product. I'm gonna bring on my brother Mac J out of St. Louis.
Yeah, what up with the prayers? UGS for life.
UGS for life, my brother. Man, we're on with the Flint legend, man. Midwest legend, Jake the Flake. I consider you one of the elite out of the Midwest, man, because out of Flint, you know what I'm saying, it was you and the Dayton family and breed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You guys were
in top authority. In top authority. In top authority.
Top authority.
To get TA.
Top authority.
Yeah, I had to pop them. I had to pop them. You can't forget that.
Yeah, that was the shit right there, boy.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because y'all was all up in the murder dog, too. You know what I'm saying? But, Mac, man, what do you remember about Jake the Flake?
Most of the stuff I remember the man was when they had the that return to the Dayton Ave, cause I was a big Dayton family, but that shit was tight as fuck, man.
Yeah.
Still, I feel bump a lot of that shit. You know, Prez, you know I don't be listening to none of this new shit anyway.
Yeah, I feel you. Let's talk about you know what I'm saying, How to Get Rich, you know what I'm saying, Jake. What was it like recording that album, man? Cause that
man,
shit
was
timeless.
How to Get Rich was serious, man. I was in my antique basement, man, just stacking it up, man. You dig? And I was Out to Get Rich, you know, deep in the ghetto. You know, there's a killer named Jake, you know. I was, my auntie stayed next door to my grandma. My uncle had burnt my grandma's kitchen up that I stayed with next door making some bacon. I'm upstairs, you know what I'm saying, asleep. I wake up the house smoking. Uncle done burnt the kitchen up, so we, you know, getting the kitchen remodeled, you know, insurance paying for that, but we staying with auntie next door to save some money. Bam, 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 you know what I'm saying? So I'm in auntie, but I already had my thing going. So, you know, operation just switched over next door to auntie crib, but I'm in the basement because auntie ain't really buying that shit, her and her husband. You know what I'm saying? So I got to keep my shit really, really low. So it was deep in the ghetto. There's a killer named Jake. Selling weight for Boobie and Flake, you know what I'm saying? I had that crystally stuff back then, man. It looked like diamonds. You understand me? Yeah, man. You know, so, hey, man, when I get to talking about it, man, I get so excited, man, because one thing I know that this stuff, it don't never fade, because I see why people can relate to it for so long, because it was so real. It wasn't nothing phony or fake about it, from the officers' names in the songs to the stuff that was happening to time to go legit to pulling down the street. One vice jumped out. Damn, I done got hit. All that stuff was the real deal truth. It wasn't no imitation, no imagination. All those lyrics was real, man.
Yeah,
that's some real shit,
like
though, man. For real
shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's and you know what, you might have saved a few people from going down that same path just by hearing your own lyrics. You ever get anybody say that, man, you inspired me?
Even so much so more so of lately than the past. But like I know one dude, he told me he heard the song time ago legit. A lot of people say they heard it and it had an impact on their life. But one dude told me, he said, man, his mama was on heroin, his daddy was on heroin. He said, man, he heard time ago legit and he was just hustling. And he heard the thing he heard the things that I was saying in the song. And the thing about it was that I was just really jumping off the porch from like 12 years old to like 15 going on 16 at the time that album was coming out that I had actually wrote it. And from that time to that time, I was already talking about going legit. You know what I'm saying? Most cats was just still talking about like, yeah, man, I'm finna really get on my feet. And I was a young nigga back then thinking about going legit, doing something different to where this money can last and work. You dig what I'm saying? So it was just, as I look back on that, it was just the mentality. It's still the same where I'm at right now, while I'm here today, God's will, you know what I'm saying? But I had a different, I was trying to change, really. I didn't even know what I was saying, but I was trying to change. I'm talking about bachelor's, associate's, and master degrees. It's time to make a change. The dope game is playing out. Niggas get killed as gang season through a fucking drought. You know, but that shit is still happening right now today.
Yeah,
you know, so. Yeah, man, it's just
Molly,
a blessing.
They got all these new bath salts, all this new shit going on, yeah.
Well, I was just listening to another song. I heard Rick Ross saying something about he popped the Molly, but they just promoting that stuff, man, and that's just, I'm like, man, I ain't finna promote none of that drag.
You
didn't
promote it. You was a street reporter. You told
exactly.
the real shit. These guys, these fucks are, like you said, they're pumping it to the youth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
12-year-old, 13-year-old girls and shit like that, man. Boys, that's who they're going after. You know what I'm saying? When I was listening to your music, I was already 16, 17. I was old. I was young, but I was old enough to know what the fuck I was doing and what kind of situations I was getting into. It had nothing to do with your music. It was just my where I was at in Chicago or even down here in Southern Illinois.
Right, that's how it feels. Like we was living a lot. Some of us was living the shit that y'all was saying. You know what I'm saying? We was seeing that shit. But a lot of the shit that they got on the radio now, these cats ain't seeing that shit. But they striving to live that life. You know what I'm saying? And making themselves
no
like
idea.
Asses.
You know, they have no idea. You get on that fucking L train and you get huffed at certain stops in the city of Chicago, or you go in the hood in Flint or Gary or someplace. That could be your only time going there. Motherfuckers don't understand. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
People have to live in these extreme environments. You know what I'm saying? And they gotta go through this day in and day out, man. And like we were talking about earlier, man, it's a blessing to still, after going through all that, to still see you here today. And not only here, but doing good for yourself, man. I commend you, my brother, for real.
No, I appreciate it, man. You know what I said, that before I showed back up on the rap scene, I said I vowed to myself, because I was so real with everything I did from the beginning. I said when I show back up, I ain't going to be like no used to nigga, a nigga that used to be dropping real shit, a nigga that used to be coming with, you know, getting money, living big, doing it. No, I ain't finna. I'm gonna come when I show up. I'm gonna be the same one where the fans do. Like I done met Jeezy, T.I., Goody Mob, Killer Mike. These are just a few artists that then grew up to my stuff in Atlanta when I was down there promoting so hard back in the day, Freakneeks and all that. Them Gucci Man put my name in the song, a couple of anyway, but they all done pay homage to me. But I say when I do show up and see them cats, I ain't gonna be in no Dickies and no white tee, man, talking about, hey man, remember me. I'm gonna be shining like a diamond, like a real boss showing up, like a mobster, but a real clean cut businessman, being an example for them like I was back then, but in another way, you did?
Yeah,
straight up.
I remember, man, you know what I'm saying, the old interviews and the Murder Dog and stuff like that, and you know, it was a good transition to see you go through, because you could have ended up like Bone Scandalous. Rest in peace to brother Bone Scandalous.
Well, you know, Bone Scandalous came in. I named him Bone Scandalous. He was that nigga Bone. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then when he came to Flint, he was my cousin through marriage. You know what I'm saying? So, but as I seen what he was into and what he was doing, I said, man, this nigga Scandalous. I said, this is my nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, You know, so I'm like, nigga, you bone scandalous, nigga. You scandalous, you're a scandalous nigga. You dig? You know what I'm saying? But you my nigga, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how he got the name, and it just clinged on, and he just ran with it because that was truly his identity, you know what I'm saying? He wouldn't. That's one thing about it. All my friends that were rapping, rest in peace, Bone Scam, Young Key, you know what I'm saying? And then a lot of the other rappers out of Flint, you know what I'm saying, that was good rappers that had style. Some of them was in the street, but Scambino Mob, I can say for sure, them boys was officially street all the way doing it. You know, some of the other rappers, not taking nothing away from them, they were still getting it in different kind of ways, but I'm talking about like me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like what I was doing, you know what I'm saying? Not that I'm into that now, but that's what we're just saying. But for real, for real, for real, that was just doing it. And like I say, all Flint cats gonna do something. So that, don't take away from TA, don't take nothing away from Dayton family, because each one is you're talking about four individuals right there doing different things in different hoods, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I'm talking about them Scambino boys, man, was for real, man. And they was, rest in peace, man, a lot of love. And I just, like I said, I miss them boys, and they was dropping some real stuff, but they it was in their heart, you know what I'm saying? They lived what they said, and they meant what they said. They was for real about that.
Yeah, plus Flint always has that sound, too, man. Y'all always had, you know what I'm saying?
Some of the rougher shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker know it's Flint when they hear that shit, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you from the upper Midwest like me and Prez is, you know, because you got different guys spitting it different ways, but, like, when you brought up that Top Authority, that was the shit too, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, them was the cuts we was bumping when I was in high school and shit that kept us amped. But like Prayer said, shit, we weren't trying to. If we was doing shit, it was because we was doing it. It wasn't because of the music. But I see these motherfuckers not doing shit because of the music, and that's when you know the shit is all fucked up, because what they targeting the kids with is all bullshit.
Well, see, the thing
they promoting
about
faggots and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see that. That's what I promote. That's what I don't condone. I mean, as far as all that, I don't knock nobody for what they do. But like I say, don't let the kids choose. You know, from their own moves at that time or whatever. But what I can say is I remember a song that changed my life. Actually, a couple of songs, like two different songs that changed my life, and it was N.W.A. Fuck the Police with Ice Cube. That changed my life, made me look at the police and dislike them a whole lot more. I'm not going to lie, back then as a youth. And then another song that really changed my life was Love's Gonna Get You, Love's Gonna Get You, Love's Gonna Get You by BDP, man, KRS-One. And the one verse in there that changed my life was say, I make about a G a week, fuck school. And, nigga, I was making a G a week, so I'm like, nigga, fuck school, nigga. I'm like, what is bullshit? Nigga, I'm dropping out this bullshit. I got money. You know what I mean? But I'm just telling you, that's how it influenced my life. So as I think about that myself, I'm conscious of my lyrics, even though I may still bait them in with that street stuff, with that, you know, with that hood, nigga. I'm talking about, I got attitude. I've been doing this since Flipper was a goldfish, so I know how this really go, you know what I'm saying, for real. I know the aggression, the attitude, the mentality, you dig what I'm saying, all of it that creates the attitude that make you want to have a passion to really be, to smash and get it, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I come from. But at the same time, I'm lining them up to hear something totally different if they continue to listen. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to just be all that. I'm leading you somewhere. I'm setting you up for something else that's going to really educate you and teach you something if you continue to listen to these lyrics that's going through on this CD. You dig?
Substance.
Yeah.
Fucking substance.
Yeah. Straight up.
Speaking of classics, man, let's talk about this one, Goodfellas, man. Introduce this one, Jake.
Say it again, I can hear you.
Yeah, Jake. Goodfellas. I'm going to play that one right now, man. This is a classic. What can you tell me about this one?
Oh, man, Goodfellas. Goodfellas is me and Bone Scandalous. I'm talking about that's me and my Nizzle family. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about when he came from, that's when I had officially named him Bone Scandalous. And that's when I knew that we had been watching that movie so much, and Rod, and just thinking of so many ways to come up, you know what I'm saying? And just like, looking at all the stuff that they was doing on Goodfellas to come up, You know what I'm saying? We were just like, man, we gonna use that movie and make a song, bam, bam, bam. But, what I was saying at that time, that's how I was living and thinking. And what he was saying at that time, that's how he was living and thinking. He, like Bone Scala say, 6 months was all it took for him to get the block shook. You dig?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Speaking of Goodfellas.
Hey, listen,
I'm trying to bang this fucking brush. Want to help me out?
It took him 6 months to get the block shook, man. He came from Saginaw to Flint. He was shot up. He got shot up in Flint. Came to Flint, started hanging with me when he first got shot up. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, man, I'm talking about why I nursed him, helped him get back to health, you know what I'm saying, taking him back and forth to the hospital, you know what I'm saying. Finally, he got straight. When he first was rapping in the studio, he couldn't even really rap strong, you know what I'm saying, like he really wanted to. But he came with an aggression and a pain and an attitude because he was mad because them boys had shot him down in Saginaw, and he had already been going hard and smashing. But like I said, from what I was hearing, you know what I'm saying, but he was my cousin through marriage, so we start hanging, and then I was in Flint for about a year and a half when we did the compilation and the Flint Thug compilation. I moved out of town, and that's when my best friend Marky got out of jail, which is a.k.a. Young Keith from Scambino, and then Bone didn't want to hang with none of the rest of the Flint niggas because he thought they were some hoe-ass niggas. He was like, man, fuck these whole ass niggas. He's like, man, I ain't messing with these niggas. I said, well, mess with my nigga, you know, Key. You know what I'm saying? That's my best friend, nigga, day one. You know, he said, bam. And then Key wanted to rap anyway and was, you know, trying to get himself into it. But I just never took him serious because he did everything I did anyway. You know what I'm saying? So he my nigga. He ain't really, really serious, but he been in jail writing and I ain't know. But I moved out of town. Shit, him and Bone made a group, you know, bam, bam, bam. That's the story. Scambino started, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. We're going to play this song, Goodfellas, you know what I'm saying, off that Flint Thugs album. Then I want to come back. If you can, I want to tell the people a little bit more about, you know what I'm saying, your brother, you know what I'm saying, your cousin, the late Bone Scandalous, right here at the Murder Man Music Show.
Dig that.
Murder was the only way that everybody stayed in line. You got out of line, you got whacked. Everybody knew the rules. But sometimes, even if people didn't get out of line, they got whacked. I mean, hits just became a habit. Guys would get into arguments over nothing, and before you knew it, one of them was dead. And they were shooting each other all the time. Shooting people was a normal thing. No big deal.
I always wanted to be a gangster. Every since I was a kid. Bone. Trapped up in that shit that Al Capone did. Test me. Nigga, you and your crew better not upset me. Oh, I'ma pull the trigger on your ass like I'm Joe Pesci. In the trunk of my ride lies a snitch, and on the back bumper is the arms of this bitch. Break out the gasoline, it's time to get rid of the evidence. Burn the fingerprints and leave the residence. Nobody talk, we can all walk. Say one thing of what you did and her can get you curved in white chalk. A good fellow play his shit mellow. You never know when he gon' do you, cause he smile like he always knew you. But disrespect the Coney on, you be gone. No time to call for mommy, you ain't coming home. How does it feel to be killed in broad daylight? With mob niggas laughing, pissing at your grave site, the good stuff.
Business bad? Fuck you, pay me. Oh, you had a fire? Fuck you, pay me. The place got hit by lightning, huh? Fuck you, pay me.
Now I've been watching mob flicks all night. Paranoid as fuck, get my dick slob right. My eyes look like flashlights, still I got my cash tight. Ready for the gunfight, get body back the same night. I whack a motherfucking nigga if he made. Fuck how much he paid, the AK left me sprayed. Label me the boss, even though I might move slow. Clicks work for me, so what the fuck I gotta move for? Hitman for hire, did my first hit at 16. Scheme for the green, skillful with the triple beam. Murder scenes I fleet, disposing of my enemy. Cooking up a killer recipe mixed with Hennessy. Black shades and black gloves, founder of these Flint Thugs. Make a move, bitch, and watch out whip you get your ass drugged. Heat it like De Niro and got more up in my cellar. So make way for the payday from an HK of these motherfucking modern day good fellas.
Yeah, it's no problem. I'm
going to
put it on my desk. Of course.
That's what I want to talk to you about. You know, it ain't just this here. 7 fucking pickles and 7 fucking cheese.
Now I've been eating at the best restaurants, smoking on the best blunt. 6 months was all it took for me to get the block shook. And now they know me as the Coleone chicken nigga, ace of spade, renegade that ain't afraid to get it on. If you don't fly straight, you get whacked. Quick as a fiend, get this check on the first to go by crack. See, loyalty is the law that we live by. Cross it, you die, no remorse to see your kids cry. Hoolums and hoods, but we nice guys. Operation food defense, so they be thinking likewise.
Cause if they found our buses underground crime spree, all the fingers gonna be pointed at my boys and me. And after that investigation, interrogated by some fuck cops, that's like they own the administration. They knows nothing, so I tell them nothing. Now they sending undercovers trying to get me to sell them something. Good fella.
7 years old, this fucking guy's gonna die in prison. I'm warning everybody. Everybody, could be my son, could be anybody. Grip's got 20 years just for saying no to some fucking sneaker behind his back.
Now being the boss will make you have a nervous breakdown. Cops on the shakedown, trying to take the flake down. Flush the cake down the toilet on the false alert. Casualties up in this dope game, niggas get they ass hurt. Battle scars I got them, I'm a soldier for my army. My whole body's numb, so can't a single slug harm me. And on the monster murder mission, niggas asking my permission. Bulletproof windows, puffing in the winning expedition. Can't afford to be got, I rose with my heater hot. Shooting up parking lots, shaking the whole fucking spot. Never see my face, leave no traces when the killer hit. In and out quick, leave you stinking like a pile of shit. Jack of all trades, razor blades to a Dillinger. Wiping my nose from being froze while I'm killing you. Fulfilling my dreams of having clean chopping big yellow. So say goodbye to the bad guy and hello to these motherfucking good fellas.
Can't let this fucking punk get away with everything.
What's the world coming to?
What the fuck are you doing?
What
the
fuck?
Fucking sick maniac?
Growing up, you kidding? What do you mean you kidding? You're breaking my fucking balls?
I'm fucking kidding with you. You fucking shoot the guy?
Dead. Good shot.
Man, that shit right there, Jake, is fucking classic. Man, for the people that don't know, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, tragic circumstances occurred with Bone and the other member of the Scampino mob. Man, if you could tell the people, kind of give them an idea of what went down, because both of them got killed within days apart of it. Did that not happen, or was it? Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, you accurate. That's what happened. It was just a tragic event, man. It was nobody could really say how it was, but it just went down so fast and so unbelievable that, you know, like I say, I put it like this: I can't really even explain it to you because I don't even really accept that it even happened. So I don't even look at it like they gone or not. I still be laughing and talking to them about it and all that.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was just a lot of gunplay, man. That's all I can say. It's been a lot of gunplay to some more gunplay. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how Flint is. You know what I'm saying? And no matter how it is, the gunplay fuel anger, it fuels attitudes, it fuels, you know what I'm saying, and depending who the bullets hit, you know what I'm saying, how much worse, you know what I'm saying, the pain digs in and what people, the lengths that people go to, you know what I'm saying, express they hurt or they pain to, you know, retaliate or get revenge. So, I mean, that's what I can say, not specifically here nor there, but, you know, that's just how Flint is, you know what I'm saying, it's still going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah, 2003, and I fear it's going to get worse than it's ever been because all these cuts get ready to come up, and, you know, a lot of old people, a lot of young people, a lot of poor people, a lot of sick people, they're dying. You know, they're being slowly killed through chemicals, through cuts in life-saving programs, medical treatment. Shit's getting bad, but it's always been bad for Flint, man. If you can, what was it like for you growing up in Flint, Michigan?
Man, the life for me was growing up in Flint, Michigan was the worstest time I can tell you. I remember sitting on the toilet waiting for them to find some tissue. We ain't had no tissue. We waiting on them to go. They waiting on, like in Flint, you know, for like a Faygo bottle, we get like, you know, like 10 cents, you know, each bottle. So we got like 9 bottles. We ain't like 8 or 9 bottles in the house, so we got like 90 cents to change it into the store across the street. But we only got 80 cents in the whole house of like 12 people living in the house. We got like 80 Cent, grown and young people. So they got to go next door to get like 11 Cent, 19, 20 Cent or something just to get a roll of tissue. I'm sitting up there waiting as a little kid, though. You know, I'm a little nigga, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm just wondering, like, man, who's responsible for this bullshit, man? For that's when I started growing up, when I grew up hustling, man. Fuck that. I ain't finna be broken, no tissue and that bullshit, man. My grandmama knew it, though. She knew I was going out there full-fledged, a beast, going to get it straight up.
Yeah, and you can't blame yourself or anyone else that had to do it like that because you had no choice. You know what I'm saying? You had no fucking choice. I was telling people, you know, we have 20-something thousand murders a year. We just recently had a show, a ceasefire show in Chicago. Shout out to the homie Trey Wood, you know, saying Street Geeks, China Joe. We had a lot of people come on the show. We all had good solutions. You know what I'm saying? But it's just shit so fucking wild, man. How do we implement these solutions? From what you've seen and what you've been through, if you were automatically made mayor of Flint, how would you get the kids to stop killing each other?
Well, the first thing I would do is, you know, I read the Bible. Like, I read the Bible every day, man. So I learned so much from reading the Word. And As I learned, one thing I did learn as the Apostle Paul, when he went to a lot of places, to try to get people to understand the Word of God and what he was telling them, he never had, he didn't really go there first preaching about God. He went there just telling them, you know, just actually blending in, doing what they was doing. So what I would do is just really get into find out what knowing we already know what the people are doing, but then get them into doing some other things and it's basically showing love and some hope and some faith. So you got to get the way to get to the hood, you got to show them something. You know what I'm saying? They don't believe. They only believe in what they see first. But once they see something, you can build some hope in the people. And once you build some hope in the people, then other people will start building hope and believe in it. And you can grow from there. But it all starts from love, hope, and faith, man. Those are the three great things that the world got to offer. That's what the Bible say, you know what I'm saying? So I learned those things, and by learning those, that's actually how I started acquiring success and having blessings and things manifest in my life, because I started operating on those bases with having faith, with, you know, having hope, and, you know what I'm saying, and showing love instead of, you know, having hate, you know what I'm saying? Like, I removed all that from my life, and, you know, it's been a total different kind of ball game for me, but I know I know both sides, the hate and the love, so by knowing that I can tell people either way, vice versa, because I've been the nigga that was a hater and jealous of somebody because they had a little more than me, you know what I'm saying, when I was a younger cat until I grew up to understand, you know, that ain't how it's supposed to go. But, you know, I'm from Flint, you know, it's a small city, so we crabs in the bucket. We hate on each other until, you know what I'm saying, one do better than the other one, and two, one just fly all the way up out the bucket. Then we can't hate on him no more. He the one that made it. Fuck it. Let's show him some love. You dig?
Yeah, that's real shit. We got to bring back on my brother, Mac J. Yeah, man, hearing this, you know what I'm saying, this music and stuff, man, what goes through your mind? Because you grew up around Chicago, St. Louis, Memphis, you know what I'm saying? What kind of shit goes through your mind, man?
You talking about listening to the new shit that's out or the...
Listen to this real shit that Jake's been.
Oh, man, shit, it's mind-blowing, dog, because it's like, shit, I can understand where he coming from, because we come from the same type of backgrounds. Motherfuckers not really having nothing, man, and you know what I'm saying, and seeing other motherfuckers get shit, and you want to get it, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to step on nobody's toes and shit, but you know what I'm saying, everybody be wanting to have their own little spot and how they do that. Everybody want to be able to take care of their family, man. So when you coming up, like, we came up not having everything we wanted, but a lot of times we got everything we needed, though. So, you know what I'm saying? I used to just try to be humble with my shit because I had family members, cousins and shit that didn't have nothing, but we thinking we ain't got nothing, and they letting us know, like, y'all got it made. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, being out here on these streets, I always tried to get my own shit anyway, and listening to cats like Jake and them, shit, help motherfuckers get through them times. It was like the representation of us, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit I grew up off of listening to is what I am today, for real.
Yeah,
that's why
up.
I continue to listen to that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to, man. Well, this one, you know what I'm saying, Murder, Jack, Kidnap, Selfish
Man. Much love, Mac. I don't mean to cut you off, but much love, man. You know, I appreciate the love and the respect. And, hey, man, you know, I'm just glad to see cats that came up and was able to utilize it and knew what we were saying and still taking it to heart, you dig what I'm saying, and
right.
using it, you know what I'm saying, to penetrate the streets and come up because, like I say, even though I'm not doing the exact same thing I was doing in those lyrics, you dig what I'm saying, but I'm still hustling because it's just everything you do is a hustle. It's just what you do, no matter if you work in a regular job, corporate America, the harder you work, the more you make, the better you do. You know, and that's your hustle. You know what
motherfuckers
saying?
Growing, man. We got growing shit. Without no growth, man, there won't be no progress, shit.
Oh,
motherfuckers stuck in the same spot. You ain't going to get nothing. And you ain't trying to move and motivate and do some new shit, especially when the shit you've been doing for years ain't been working. Then you fucking lost in the motherfucking sauce anyway.
Yeah, you got for real talk. Yeah, so I was just trying to show you some love, man, and appreciate the love, man, and much success on everything.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate it, my bro. Same here, too, dog.
Yeah, hey, here's 810. What's up, you live?
810, who on the line, man? It's your boy, Jacob Fella. Speak it up. Jacob the Flake.
It's your cuz, baby. It's your cuz, baby. This is Dre Gist, D-R-E-G-I-S-T, baby.
Cuz, though, man, what you doing, baby? We ain't doing it. Where you out there in Bucktown? Where you at, man? Flinttown,
no,
Bucktown, where you?
I'm at Flinttown, baby. I'm at Flinttown. Well, how you doing, man?
Oh, your cousin's straight, man. I'm just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Just down here.
I'll be seeing you, baby. You doing good, man. Much love to you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, I ain't got nothing but love for this. Hey, this is my big cousin, man. Listen, when I was in the fifth grade, right? I moved from down south. My mama had got married, and I moved from down south.
What big Unc tell you?
You say what?
What boy he tell you when he brought you down to do a school? Drake.
Hey, He said, Dre, that's your cousin over there, man. But my daddy used to play so much and joke, I didn't know that he was serious, man. But my cousin was a beast in the school. This nigga was the head honcho in the whole school. Niggas ran the whole school, you did. You know what I'm saying? So when I realized, you know what I'm saying, cuz was the man, you know what I'm saying?
Doing Tigers, baby. Everything been good with you, though?
Yeah, I've been blessed, cuz. Thanks for calling in, man. We ain't doing nothing, just trying to keep it pumping, man. You know what I'm saying? And keep that music going. And I got a bunch of more stuff coming, so I'll be that way this summer and messing with you.
I've been doing some T-shirts, too. You know I'm still drawing and all that and cutting hair. I'm still doing it up, baby. Ain't shit changed with your boy.
Okay, well, listen.
Good eyes for you.
That's love, man. Ain't nothing but love, cuz. And let me tell you one thing about his daddy, man. His daddy was a straight lace player, man. His daddy was named
You in the 4-H club.
Hey, his daddy turned me on to the 4F club, man. Listen, I was about 14, 13 years old. His daddy put me in the 4F club. The 4F club was called Find 'em, Fill 'em, Fuck 'em, Forget 'em.
You dig?
You hearing that shit six?
Yeah, man, that's
what's up.
I love you, man. You doing big things, man. Dude, I've been with on Susan Street. And your ass told me you was like, hey, I'm finna do this rap shit, but I was too busy and other things. Da da da. You was like, cuz, get down with me, and I was doing other shit, and your ass blew the fuck up.
Hey, man, well, that's a blessing, cuz. Just like I said, just stay working, man. We all going to have our time, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to come back through the hood, and we're going to smoke it. So just do your thing. We're going to let some more callers call in and see what's going on. I'm going to chop it up with them. And love you, cuz. Just tell the family it's all good, and I'm steady on the grind.
Holler at me on the art.
Inbox me some of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Tag me in some of the pictures of what you're drawing and put it up there. Let me see it. Just tag me in it. You know I'm with you.
Okay, I got you, baby.
All right, thank you.
Drake,
yes,
baby. Holla.
Holla,
church.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. You got fam calling in. That's showing support, you know what I'm saying? But this, I want to play this song, Murder, Jack, Kidnap. My brother Six wanted me to play it, man. This is a classic song. Introduce this one for us, Jake.
Hey, man, it's Murder, Jack, Kidnap, man. You know, this was really like a remake after Money, Mac, and Murder. You know what I'm saying? But it was just, you know, Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Like, I wanted it to be, you know, I wanted to keep that trilogy going where people could understand the basis and the essence of Flint and what it was really about. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the basis and the few, you know, the fundamentals. Murder, Jack, Kidnap, you know what I'm saying? Money, Mac, and Murder. These are the fundamentals of what Flint, Michigan is based about, especially the inner city and the streets and the niggas that's really getting it and grinding. That's what they own, man, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, y'all check this one out. This off the Jacob Fella Volume 1 album, you dig what I'm saying? Hey, man, Murder, Jack, Kidnap. You dig?
Murder, Jack, Kidnap.
Mr. Jacob Fella, forever. 2000. This shit don't stop. Get that money, nigga.
Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Killers, drug dealers, real niggas, yeah, we did that. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Killers, drug dealers, real niggas, yeah, we did that.
I gotta get mine, you gotta get yours. So for that thriller, these killer niggas gon' kick in some doors. Cover your face, it won't be no witnesses left. Once you marked for death, ain't no catching your breath. Every step you take, better watch for Jake. Double your ass off in the lake, then shoot up the wake. Niggas is fake, crying about they petty mistakes. You ain't hear me saying shit when the fans hit 10K. Fuck what you make, I'll take all your dough and your cake. Reminiscing your murder, we know some lobster and steak. Okay, call me a squirrel, bitch, I found it for thug. When the drama jumped off inside, I shot up the club. 24/7 on buzz, niggas know who it was. But what was meant for me, what meant for you and your cuz? Going for blood, when it comes to clacking these gas. The snitch killer, killing rap, I'm after Murder, Jack, and Kidnap.
Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Killers, drug dealers, real niggas, yeah, we did that. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Killers, drug dealers, real niggas, yeah, we did that. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Murder, Jack, Kidnap.
Like I own it, even if it ain't my block. But see, no matter the situation, I always got my Glock. And ain't afraid to let it go pop, won't quit till it stop. And put one of these 17 shots off in your knock. Think I'm playing just because I'm smoking the gas. And I socialize with my fans and stick with my plans. Flint thugging, me mugging these niggas instead. Jealous of the bitches I'm fucking, my braids in my hair. Black shades over my eyes, my only disguise. Police undercover, the sisters, the ones I despise. I'm on the side of the thighs of the woman you love. Wanna tell you she a slut, you gon' be trippin' and buggin'. While you were kissing and huggin', I'll be pushing and shoving. Getting hoes by the dozen, drinking Remy and buzzin'. So just realize the facts that a pimp is a Mac. And when it comes down to the stacks, I go for Murder, Jack, and Kidnap.
Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Killers, drug dealers, real niggas, yeah, we did that. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Killers, drug dealers, real niggas, yeah, we did that. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Murder, Jack, Kidnap.
Carbon followers from motherfucking 4-5 blocks, man.
Where?
Man, that's the motherfucking feds, man.
What the fuck I'ma do now?
I keep a gauge under the couch at my dope house for safekeeping, just in case another jacker having a creepin' catch me sleeping. One eye closed, one eye open. You ain't finna catch me slipping. I'll sweep your ass off the game like Jordan, Scottie Pippen. Silly niggas getting the trippin'. Next bullets get the spittin'. Fuck where you from? I'm representing for the fucking mitten. Michigan's my territory. My hood's a horror story. Drugs, money, and bitches all mixed in the same category. Hustle till you can't no more. Kick down the dope, murder motherfuckers giving info, tell them what they know. Them niggas was lucky, but still I knocked their teeth. Bucky, skinny, cocky nigga, letting these suckers give me sucky. Sucky never left my fingerprint. Flint thugs for president, Crown Victoria under 10. What I said is what I meant, my voice is my word. Like chronic is that green herb, let's take my birds and my bourbon. Fuck what you heard, money's all I'm after. Skip all the jokes and laughter, murder jacket kidnapping. Don't make me have to fucking blast you, nigga. Yeah, this shit out here real. I just say fuck them and feed them four up, yeah. And I'm all about
Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Killers, drug dealers, real niggas, yeah, we did that. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Killers, drug dealers, real niggas, yeah, we did that. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Killers, drug dealers, real niggas, yeah, we did that. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Murder, Jack, Kidnap. Killers, drug dealers, real niggas, yeah, we did that.
Jake. That shit right there. Man, what the fuck is wrong with the game to not recognize that shit? I remember that album, too. That came out, like, what, 01, 02? Jake, you there? I think we got to have Jake. Well, shit, at least this time we've had him for over an hour, so hopefully this blog talk bullshit is... Jake, if you can hear me, brother, call back in. Hang up and call back in real quick, 714-409-0548. Fucking
yo, here I go. You got
wait,
me?
There you go. Okay, cool. Shit, she's running slow over there, I guess.
Okay, yeah, here I go. I'm upset. I'm hearing you, but I couldn't, y'all couldn't hear me. Then it said unmuted, then I popped back in. So, yeah, we back on deck. You dig?
That's another 3 months blog talk, you motherfuckers. But, we got a girl over there named Amy. We like to blame her for all the mishaps. She's just some poor, you know what I'm saying, phone attendant or something, you know what I'm saying? And we blame her for every fucking mishap that goes around with Blog Talk. You know, but man, it's been one hell of a real show. We're going to get in all kinds of other music, man. Is there anything you want to say before you go? And also, please include, you know what I'm saying, how people can get in touch with you for some Hot 16s and whatnot.
Yeah, man. Well, I just want to tell cats to stay real with, you know, with they self and stay real with, you know what I'm saying, what is real. And if you don't know what is real, just do some research on what it is. And then just, you know, just look at some cats that came from, you know, nothing and worked it up and pushed hard and, you know, stayed committed to what they believed in and never bended or folded or traded. And they may not have made all the money. They may not have got, you know, as rich as some of the other cats, but it just sometimes it be opportunity, but at the same time, long as they stay real and stay committed to what they did, you got to respect them for their craft, you know what I'm saying? And believe in yours. If you're an up-and-coming artist, somebody trying to get in the industry, hey, just have faith and believe in what you do. Work hard for it, never give up. And, hey, believe in your dreams, and they will come true, you know what I'm saying? And so that's basically the whole, you know, nutshell
motivation
of the game, man. Yeah, man, motivate. You know, it's all about that. You know, we got to uplift each other. You dig what I'm saying? And a lot of times we don't do that. A lot of times cats is up there. You know, they big boy on a lot of cats that just give a lot of semi-information, you know, but we don't really, you know, fire the next generation up to go for it. You dig what I'm saying? When it's theirs to go for it. You dig what I'm saying? So, hey, man, no matter what it is, you stumble up on it, you fall into it, just believe in whatever you do and go for it. No matter what nobody say, people said all kind of things about me, negative, positive, hateful, disrespectful, you know, behind my back, of course. You dig what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, but when they seen me shine, you dig what I'm saying, and come up, they couldn't do nothing but respect it, no matter how I did it, no matter what they thought about how I did when it came up and it was right. They couldn't do nothing but respect it. So, you know, success gains respect, you know what I'm saying? As long as you work hard, you'll get it. Just believe in your craft. You did.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, end this segment. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. It's one you did, Bootleg, The Bad Guy. This is a motherfucker. What can you tell me about this song right here?
I couldn't hear you. I had something beeping in my phone. You said, what song is this with Bootleg? Which one is it? We got
bad
a couple
guy.
Of them.
The Bad Guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, The Bad Guy, man, was just, that was off the Bootleg album when he had went solo, man, on his first solo with Navigator Roller on it, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a bad boy, man. And, you know, Bootleg, shout out to, you know, Bootleg, Dayton fan, like I say, he a lyrical genius, man. He was Tupac, you know, when he was a Tupac when Tupac was a Tupac, you know what I'm saying? He just didn't get the exposure Tupac got, but he was the same kind of cat, rowdiness on another level, but just in trouble doing different things. But his lyrical conception and man, the man bad, though. So I can't nobody never take nothing from him or none of that. You know, like I say, shout out to him, Dayton Family Shoestring, my man, top authority, like I say. But, yeah, going to that, man, that's a bad track. That's all I can say, man. And Bootleg is a super, super lyricist, so... You know, nothing to be taken from that. Or my city, shout out to Flint Town. Love y'all. Hey, man, appreciate all the love y'all gave me from Murder Dogs to now, man. Y'all keep this thing pumping, man. I got y'all back. We support each other and come up, man. 1,000, you dig?
Man, we got to have you on again. We'll have you on with some other legends, man, do a round table. You know what I'm saying? Maybe JT Money, Gangsta Pat or some shit, you know?
Yeah, see what we all know about each other, you dig? And see what we can, you know, I know it because I got some stories about JT Money and mainly about Gangsta Pat because I was in Memphis going hard off one of his songs so repeatedly. I'm talking about I'm Ugly, man. I got one, so I'll tell you how many times I played that song. It might be up in there.
Daily Versus?
No, one of the songs off one of his albums, you know what I'm saying? But I played it so many times. I like to, you know, if you get us on the phone together, I'll tell you, when you play it, man, it's a beast. I love that song, you know, so. But I was in Memphis on it, you know, Flint, it wouldn't have been, if I was in Flint, it wouldn't have meant what it meant, you know what I'm saying? Because I would have been doing something different. But in Memphis, it meant something more so because I was doing something different, and it was just like, man, that song was a monster. I loved it, you know. So you get us together, I like that. It'd be a good shit. It'd be a good talking piece. You know?
Oh yeah, definitely. I would also, before you go, I'd also like to do a Dayton family reunion with everybody, man. Would that be possible? Getaway, Backstabber, Bootleg Shoestring, and yourself. Even Mike Pitts, if he's around.
You mean Steve Pitts?
Steve Pitts, my bad.
Yeah, Steve Pitts, yeah, I just was watching him build some studio online. So, I mean, his brother was posting up some pictures of his new studio. So, yeah, they all still working, man. Everybody's still staying at it, you know. So, ain't nobody, nobody giving up, you know what I'm saying? They all going in, you know what I'm saying? So, I might be able to put it together. But if not, then, you know, like I said, you can get everybody's number from me or Facebook and contact them and tell them that we going to do it or not. Well, they all on Facebook. They all Steve Pitts on my Facebook, Reno Shoestring, Bootleg, all of them. But I can contact Bootleg. He'll get with all the Dayton's family. I mean, I talk about Shoestring, he'll get with Bootleg and them and, you know, Steve Pitts. You know, String will get with all of them. And, you know, if you want to get with him, I'll give you his number. And then you
man,
figure,
let's
you know,
that
do
shit
it like
next
that.
Week sometime, if possible. That'd be a fucking show because that's what we did with the Poison Clan. We had the Poison Clan on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to do that with the Dayton family. But hey, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate you, my brother.
Hey man, number some love, man. And to you and your whole crew staff, hey man, stay down, you know what I'm saying? So we all can come up. You dig real music, you know what I'm saying? Keep it alive, baby. The dream got to stay pumping. Don't give it up, let's live it up, you dig?
Definitely.
What's out of this Bootleg, the Rock Capone from the Dayton family, putting it down on the Murder Master Music Show with Scott Bader. Y'all get at me.
This is for the bad guys all over America. Niggas copping at least 50 of them things. Get them dollars, boy. Let's get that money. Say goodbye to the motherfucking bad guys. But don't cry, cause real killers never die. We multiply by 7. Now multiply the K-47 by the bullets on the Mac 11. My grave got my name. I see myself dying a crook, cause I'm a slave in this dope game. I turn a rock into a key. Then what you do with the key? Convert the key. Make the fans wonder, cause ever since I've been hustling, they've been trying to put a nigga under. Yeah, them hoes come around, but what they gonna do is fuck around and get their undercovers gunned down. Then they can go and tell a cynic, tell them what, I own this motherfucking ghetto, and every dope house in it. I refuse to be a cellmate, they better put me in the gas chamber, and let me suffocate. Talking off smoke, I'd rather be dead than dead broke, so pass me the blood smoke. Yeah, they got your homie tripping, no nigga tripping, I'm holding courts in the streets, if they catch me slipping.
Gangs up and down like switches, don't trust these fake ass bitches. All of these hoes
be scissors. Try to get you for your riches. Keep your eyes on your grind. Fuck the pussy between the thighs. Black shakes, wrist breaks. That's my only Jesus God. I'll be a hunter till the day I die. But don't cry, wipe the tears from your eyes. Take your box to the back.
Region, they killed the shit. I'm telling you guys, man, they fucking killed that shit. You motherfucking 90s babies, when you was 3 and 4 years old, you know what I'm saying, this shit was popping. You need to go back and listen to this shit because it's classic and timeless. But, man, we had my brother Dr. Kafar. We debuted Twisted Testicles for all you swaggots. Tonight we're going to debut Take Your Life. This is Dr. Kafar, Take Your Life, produced by my brother Skinny Mang, coming from the upcoming album No Anesthesia. You know what I'm saying? Look for it real soon, ugsforlife.com. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a minute. This is Dr. Kafar, Take Your Life.
Take your life, take it out in 2 minutes.
devil for a penny. I'll take your life, take it. I'll take your life, take it. I'll take your life, take it. Got it to a penny. And I can sell it to the devil for a penny. Poison in your IV soon as me close the curtain. I give you a spinal tap and try to hit every nerve on. Yeah. And when you die, that means that I'm working. Cause I'm bringing pain like two bad surgeons. Yeah. Bitch, don't bother me. Some stint finna do a lobotomy. Stretching your rectum with medieval weapons. I call that sodomy. A taste for flesh. Flesh for the taste. Everything on this bitch tastes good but a face. Cut off her fingers and place her hand in some acid. Then eat a liver with maple colored molasses. Lugu Pesci, Bancusi, Manafi. Told the devil that his purchase is good. No receipt. Take your life, take it. I'll take your life, take it. I'll take your life, cause I done took a minute. And I can sell it to the devil for a penny. I'll take your life, take it. Cause I done took a minute. And I can sell it to the devil for a penny. I'll take your life, take it. Cause I done took a minute. And I can sell it to the devil for a penny. I'll take your life, take it. I'll take your life, take it. I'll take your life, take it. Cause I done took a minute. I could sell it to the devil for a penny. Them say death come in three, so me bout to kill triplets. The way I work the scaffold, my victims tell me I'm gifted. When I'm performing, my appetite's enormous. Marinated brains with sweet mandarin oranges. I'll take your life, it took a minute. Death him will come for men, women, and children. No pleas, no discussions, two sickles like I'm rushing. You'll hear screams from the death of the bow, fall of my cousin. I know you wanna run, but you can't hide.
Can't hide.
Dehydration so you can't cry.
Can't cry.
When that ether enter your body, it will slowly burn. And all cells are finals, no return.
Dr. Kafar will give you more pain than a shotgun barrel. Unrepairable or bearable. And if you scream for God.
Knocker, knocker, knocker.
Take your life, take it. I'll take your life, take it. I'll take your life, cause hey. I done took a minute. And I can sell it to the devil for a penny. I'll take your life, take it. Cause I done took a minute. And I can sell it to the devil for a penny. I'll take your life, take it. Cause I done took a minute. And I can sell it to the devil for a penny. I'll take your life, take it. I'll take your life, take it. I'll take your life, take it. Cause I done took a minute. And I can sell it to the devil for a penny.
Dr. Kafar, episode 65. Jake the Flake came through for us, you know what I'm saying? He really put it down, man. He did it the way it was supposed to be done, man. Much props to that brother right there. But we're going to close this show out here pretty soon, play a couple more tracks. Hopefully soon we're going to have that Dayton family reunion, you know what I'm saying, with Bootleg, Shoestring, Ghetto E, Backstabber, and Jake the Flake. That would be the shit. It would be another fucking historic episode. See, we're always making history over here. I don't give a fuck what people say about UGS Radio, what they say about, KFYB or the Murder Master Music Show, the podcast, or any of the brothers in the movement, Dirt Tay, Bad Black, BG6, Mac J, so many names, Laid Back, Skinny Mane, TNT, all these brothers, man. Whatever they say about us, what they can't say is that we're not making history, because we are. You know what I'm saying? They'll report a segment with AP9, and we'll get millions of views that way. But when we do some real shit, like bring the Dayton family together on a fucking show, or you know what I'm saying, celebrate the 25th anniversary of the South Park Coalition, or you know what I'm saying, have all the Poison Clan guys on, they don't recognize that because they don't care. The game does not want to fucking showcase these guys of the past because that's what they look at it, man. It's the past. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. Go to UGSForLife.com. Go to the drop-down menu. Pick a fucking artist, anyone. You know what I'm saying? Hit that motherfucker and go to the show. Check it out. Check out all the archives at KFYB. There's like 26, 27 of the motherfuckers up there now. I'm saying we still got the original 14 podcast shows up there. We did a couple new ones that are, you can go at our blog talk page to find them. But we're going to keep doing what we're doing. Last night was a major victory. We had the fucking Swaggit show. Saturday night was a major victory. KFYB successfully ambushed a bunch of Swaggits. They came on the radio show, so go check that shit out. Episode, I think it was episode 26, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is right here. We went at these Swaggits, and last night we had a panel discussing, a panel of, you know, all UGS members discussing, you know, what's wrong with the rap game, what needs to be done. Unfortunately, a lot needs to be done. So, you know, it's up to us to do it. But, man, I don't know. I'm gonna end the show with a song. I got so many fucking songs to go through. Shit, I'd like to end it with Dr. fucking Khalid Abdul Muhammad, man. The late Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. That's a crazy motherfucker right there. You know what I'm saying? But we're probably gonna end it with something else, man. Shit, give me a minute. I'm looking. Fuck it. If you want to turn it off, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to take my time until I find a song that I want to play. Fuck, we got so many. So fucking many. Could play some more. Look at this. We got James Brown, man. Six got James Brown up in there. We got a couple James Brown songs. Fucking Jail Felony, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. What can we play? Ah, shit. Awkward silence. Fuck it. Lord Infamous, Addict. There we go. That's a good song. Check it out. We'll see you guys in episode 66. KFYB this Saturday, don't forget that. And then Sunday, you know, we're going to have a church reality. Hopefully it's going to be about some porn. If not, it'll probably be about some other fucked up shit, like people getting sucked in the holes in the middle of the earth. Crazy world we live in, folks, and it's just going to keep getting crazier. See you guys later.
help it. We turn a